but my reaction is to say that this gives us hope. Yeah, I won't say I'm happy, but I will say that this gives us hope because corruption in Mozambique prevails because of impunity. This is the main reason. Government officers can steal government's money, spend it in the country and abroad, and nothing serious happens with them. So we have a lot of ministers who have been convicted in Mozambique. But this is not serious stuff, you know. They don't serve in prison, for example. If they serve in prison, it will be just 2 to 3 years, and then they are free. Okay, the asset that they have earned from the corruption, it prevails with them. So this is the main problem in Mozambique. So the justice in Mozambique is trying to do something, but it's not independent enough. It's not independent enough to punish those people and prevent that corruption can still continue in Mozambique. So this situation that we see here now in the United States, our former Minister of Finance, Mr. Chang, becoming the very first Mozambican government officer to be arrested and convicted abroad. This gives us hope that if our justice has failed, now maybe we can trust in someone else who can do justice for Mozambicans who have been victims of corruption.
Are you saying that this could be used as a lesson for the judicial system in Mozambique to?
I'm saying that if the government officers in Maputo, they are not afraid of engaging themselves in corruption because the justice in Mozambique will let them free, now they can fear that, okay, if we steal money in Mozambique, there's a risk that we can be arrested somewhere, traveling somewhere, and taken to United States, prosecuted, and tried, and convicted in independent court. So this is the lesson. This is the lesson that if our justice in Mozambique is weak, cannot stand against the politician, the powerful people, at least a government somewhere can do that for us.
But Boji, some of his supporters are saying that Mr. Chang is being used as a scapegoat because cabinet approved or were behind and supported this loan agreement, and he as a minister just signed off on it because President Amando Guabuza at the time even approved of it. So why is he be the only person being targeted, they argue?
This is very simple to explain. You know, people who make this kind of comment, maybe they are not aware on how the criminal justice work. So you might be 10 people committing a crime, but the crime is personal, you know. So you might be 10 people who engage in a crime, and everyone will have its different approach, because it depends on how you participated. So this is one by one, and this is what we need to reflect on now. Chang was just the first guy who was cuffed. We don't know if there are other many people who are also being investigated, and what will happen with them once they fall in the hands of the justice. So this is the issue. We cannot say, bring all of them together at the same time and try them at the same time. No, this is not how the justice works.
In your view, what message do you think this conviction sends to the people of Mozambique, especially for groups like you or anti-corruption activists like yourself?
It gives us hope. It gives us hope that we keep the struggle. We keep the struggle against corruption. And above all, that we are not alone in this struggle. If our government is captured, if our government justice system has been captured and cannot work, then we can have someone else who can assist. It gives us hope that we need to keep engaging with different people internationally. Because let me say, you have seen it. Mozambique civil society has conducted an international campaign against hidden debt. So this is something that has been done beyond Mozambique borders. Activists traveled to the UK to meet, for example, with prosecutors there. Mozambican traveled to the US for campaign. Mozambican traveled to Switzerland for campaign. And then this is what we see now, is the international response to this, our struggle. This is international response to our struggle. So this gives us hope to keep the struggle on, to keep us fighting against corruption in Mozambique.